That's Shannon, true. How do you feel about spiders?
Sure.
Hate
them. I'll let a spider crawl on my fucking hand. No. A daddy long leg.
All right, let's find one.
Just a daddy long leg. Because it's like a booger with fucking little legs.
So you know what a touch of a daddy feels like?
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Fank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. Definitely live, 100% on a Monday. Let's go. You guys ready out there? You guys ready out there in fucking Real Ass Podcast land on this very live show? I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, pal.
What's up, doggy?
How you doing, brother?
What's up with this hat today?
I'm trying something out.
It doesn't fit your head.
No, not really. I got the headphones on.
I don't think any hat fits his head. Yeah, just exactly. Rest
I like it. I feel happy.
It looked like it was like placed on your head while you were sleeping.
Yeah, I like it. I feel happy.
It looks like when you put a hat on a dog.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
But I like being colorful.
Dude, and dogs rule. And
yeah,
happy love you ever see a hat on a dog and not be happy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Same principle.
Glasses, too, yeah.
shout out to everyone watching live in the race. This live chat. This is the new guest, digital guest, digital.com. I will tell you right now, very excited about today's show. Two incredible guests, as always, from the Wrestle Roast podcast and Out for Smokes. Scott Chaplin is back on the show. Nice. And from the American Losers podcast, KP Burke is back on the show.
Happy to be here, man. Thank you for having me.
What's up, doggy?
Making it work, you know?
Good.
We're on time today. Things are happening.
We're on time.
You're in a good mood.
I'm in a great mood.
Can I be a real ass dude for a second?
You know what, dude?
The realest dude.
You know what?
The new guest on, digital. Wait, we just on, got a new on, studio in the other
ladies
place, whatever.
Let's
know?
Get real ass.
Is that a fake road to the right of me or here?
It's time to get real ass.
No.
This is do nothing.
Is that a fake dead roach or a real roach next to me? It's dead, but.
I think it's real. I don't
dude,
think
how
have
real
fake
ass
dead roaches.
Well, that's the well, hey, I don't care. I don't mind roaches.
Shannon,
you come know, most
get
people
this
would
dead
complain.
Roach out of here. How big is it? It's like a big giant water bug?
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you want to pretend it's a water bug, we
that's
can.
That's what roaches are.
Yeah, that's what
no, that's
some
what
Puerto Ricans say.
Puerto Ricans call roaches.
Yeah. That's what your mom has to say to you so you get in the shower.
Luis, get the chocolate. It's a water bug.
Yeah. He's water, just because, you know, there's flooding everywhere. It doesn't make
Shannon,
it a water
play
bug.
La Cucaracha, please. And how big was that? How big was it? Ew, did you touch it with your hand, you nasty fucking
nasty's
troll?
Nasty's real, you coward. Okay, you would lick it if you were real. No, bring it back in here. Put it on the table. Put it on the table.
Please. Don't.
What is this cowardice?
Show it to Shannon. Just
pussy, rap, real ass pussy.
Shannon, put your microphone on.
A
Shannon,
real
put your microphone on right now. Turn your microphone
no,
on.
No, I'm not looking at it.
Just
get
show
it, away
it to
from
her
me.
Real quick.
No,
Dylan,
put it out there.
Dylan, please, just
nope.
show her.
Dylan,
the
can you hand me the roach
else.
In the
get
cup?
Get it away from me.
Can we see the
Dylan,
bitch move?
Dylan, can you put the roach in my hand and I will throw it at Louis? If you put it in my hand, I will hold a dead roach. I will hold it in my hand.
If you put that in his hand, you're fired.
I'm throwing it at him.
You are Whoa. Fired.
What a coward.
Now throw it at you.
Oh.
I leave
what, I don't have, I don't have as much credits as Ari? You'll let Ari piss all over you? Let me throw a roach on you.
No way.
What do I got to do? Film a fucking YouTube special?
Why are you so...
Do I got to be friends with Joe Rogan 25 years ago?
Doggy.
I thought that would be a great opening if I threw a roach on
if
you.
If you held that roach in your hand, you would get Real Ass Dude of the Week.
But
if,
then I'd also get a real ass slap in the face.
If you threw it at me, I'd have to fucking beat you up. It would be crazy. I would feel so bad about this.
You would just see my feet kicking.
Oh, dude. Oh,
if
I hate...
Lewis had any idea that when you unzip me, I'm just roaches and worms and flies.
Beatles, Zach.
Oh, my God.
When you said roach, so I just cool. assumed it was like an actual like marijuana roach.
No.
So. Why are we freaking
we
out?
We would have passed it around.
It was big. It had big old legs. Are they not called water bugs? So let me say this.
I think that is a softening of roaches.
I don't think so.
No,
so,
I think water bug is different.
No, I think the big giant guys like that, those big bad boys are water bugs.
They're
right?
different species of the same thing.
The little tiny ones are even grosser, in my opinion. Yeah. But the big giant ones, I will shriek and run in the opposite direction if it starts crawling at me in the street.
Where are you on sprickets or sprockets, whatever they're called? You know
I don't
what I mean?
Know what any of these
like the crickets
are.
That can jump out at you? Oh! Spider crickets?
Crickets, that's when they're German and Puerto Rican.
Exactly. Now's the time on sprickets where we dance.
Crickets are just jumping loud roaches. They're
Puerto Rican roaches?
Yes. Spickets. Who's making all that noise at 2 a.m.?
Doggy. Crickets are even worse. Once I moved to Jersey and I started dealing with crickets like in my life regularly.
He just heard them at his shows.
Yeah, he started reading a cricket in Times Square when he was a kid.
Doggy, crickets are fucking nasty. And I know Shannon had a cricket issue in her life. She had crickets in her house.
Yeah, it was my last apartment. I was infested with crickets, so I moved.
Wow. So they would just chirp. She was just like literally all day, all night, they're just chirping. Her fucking life was crickets. It's hilarious.
Damn. Wow.
It was like a Luis J. Gomez comedy show.
Yeah, there we go. Get your ass.
Could have been bed bugs.
Fuck me, dude.
I think we all were going to say it, and then we just chose not to.
I don't use that one enough.
I love it. I love the roach. And look, no one stepped on it, which is good. You're not supposed to step on
it. It just died of natural causes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just being in this room.
Yeah, yeah. It sat through an entire Godfrey taping. Yeah, yeah. It killed itself.
Yeah, they lived through atomic bombs.
Damn, doggy.
But not a Godfrey taping.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought a water bug was. Shannon, show us your water bug on the screen. What does a water bug look like? My assumption was the definition of water bug was always a giant. Also, we have a new office manager. New office manager, would you have gotten that cockroach? Would you have gotten on your hands and knees and gotten it? Say, we'd be fucked.
What happened to the old office manager?
She was...
Oh, yeah, maybe we could talk about that
little. No, I don't want to hate on her.
No, I actually don't want to hate on her.
I really like her.
No, I started listening to a clip you guys posted.
Shannon
and I like
made
her
me
so much,
pull it up. You're this close to Shannon walking off the show.
Shannon hates this. So what is a water bug? On the right is a water bug or on the left is a water bug?
These are water bugs.
Oh!
These are roaches.
That's a fucking roach that we just saw.
Yeah, that's a roach, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, dude. They're all fucking nasty. Right. They're all just fucking... Oh!
Yeah, but the fact that it died, that's good. It took to the poison.
It's inhospitable here.
Is that what it is, though? Yeah. You think it was poisoned? Do we have roach poison?
We have an exterminator that comes in often.
Yeah, he probably sprays the corners and stuff, you know?
Welcome to New York. You live in New York. You can live in a fucking multi-million-dollar fucking apartment.
The whole city's held up by rats. That's all it is. Manhattan stays afloat because of buoyancy they provide.
It's fucking nasty, dude. Just the creatures. Like, when you move to the suburbs... dude, it's like every morning I wake up and it's like a fucking Disney movie, dude. There's birds chirping, there's squirrels, they hop in the yard, little chipmunk, one of them drowned in my pool filter, but
yeah,
that's
that'll
okay.
Happen. Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, that'll happen in a lake too. Hey,
dude. Look, chipmunks are going to drown in your pool skimmer. Yeah. Fact. If you want to have a pool, it's going to happen. Sorry.
You think they tell the
Alvin! Sorry, Chippy. It's over. My girlfriend names them. My girlfriend names all the creatures.
No.
She goes in the backyard, and she literally talks to them. She tries to feed them.
She's pretty enough. They might come to her, though. It's there.
That's how she screams,
help, help.
I've made a mistake with my life. She sings to the radiator you have her chained to.
I don't like the spider webs in the suburbs. You wake up in the morning and there's spider webs.
I don't
everywhere.
Mind spider webs. You want to know why?
Because you don't walk through them?
Because those spiders...
That's Khaleesi's weave.
Those spiders are out there fucking killing little creepy crawly bugs. Shannon, how do you feel about spiders?
Sure.
Hate.
I'll let a spider crawl on my fucking hand. No. A daddy long leg.
All right, let's find one.
A daddy long leg. Because it's like a booger with fucking little legs.
So you know what a touch of a daddy feels like?
Damn, Zach. I'll give you a game clock on that one.
It's like a booger with legs. Lewis just admitted to eating daddy long legs.
They're delicious. Don't tell me you haven't eaten a daddy long leg. And then when they die, the legs just fucking curl up. You ever see a dead daddy long leg?
You ever burn them?
No.
If you burn them, it burns like
no,
a
I'm not a serial killer.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got over it. It's a... No, if you ever burn a daddy long legs, their leg burns like a fuse, like going up towards like the old dynamite things, like in the cartoons.
It's like the beginning of Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it's, honest to God, that's pretty much what it is. And this is, again, why I just, if I could have had just one video game system, I wouldn't have done a lot of shit as a kid. Buy it's your true. Kids a yeah, PlayStation.
When you're bored as a kid, you're out there throwing rocks through windows, killing animals.
Yeah, Bam Margera played outside his whole life. Look at him. Look at him. One PS3. That kid's going to be a different person.
Yeah, you saw but that? The, he said he was going to smoke crack till he dies if they don't show his kid.
I wanted to actually talk about that. So pull that video up. But shit. I want to say... The point I was making, because the woodland creatures are incredible in New Jersey.
Sure.
It's fucking bunnies, deer, fucking even possums. Baby possums are pretty fucking cute.
Did we get you a pellet gun yet?
No, 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 we're not gonna. I'm getting a real gun, but I will not kill these animals. I'm not shooting animals. I like animals. I got no issue. I'm shooting fucking intruders. That's why I'm gonna get a gun. But in New York City, there's no good animals. There's no good. You have rats, pigeons, and cockroaches. That's the only thing you get to interact with at all.
It's the only
in New
things
York.
That could survive here, right? They had to adapt. Everything
Maybe.
Else
get a
fled
nice feral
to
cat
Jersey.
Every now and then, you know, with like probably like bugs coming out of it.
Even rarely do you even see like.
I think people fuck with cats here. I think that's why you don't see a lot of cats. I think they're grabbing them and fucking them to death and taking their eyes out. People are strange, you know. People do that in the suburbs. So you go, oh my God, the city has way more people. So you go, why don't I see cats everywhere? You go, yeah, people are
because people are torturing the
probably
cats
torturing
here.
Them, I guess. Know. Yeah,
New York is weird because you like I think back in the day you'd see like an old school movie about New York, like Lady and the Tramp, right? Wasn't that set in New York?
Zach,
no, that's like I don't know. That's in Paris or something.
Get the
probably
fuck up.
I thought it was
the fuck Paris.
I don't know. I never
Lady
watched
your
it.
Mind is New
I never
York. There's
it.
An Italian restaurant. They get spaghetti. There's no Italian restaurants in Paris. It's psychotic.
And maybe they're in Italy. I thought they were in Italy.
No.
Maybe
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Look at this
the
guy.
Paris of but America.
No. Wait. Yeah,
you're
I said
right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're oddly right.
Yeah. The French Quarter. Come on, boys.
Damn, doggy.
Oui.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember. Like you just enjoy. You know.
I don't remember anything about
that
movie. Either. I just remember that they were fucking, you know, the tramp was a fucking stray dog.
Well, yeah, I didn't get it because you go the lady and the tramp, and then you go like, as a person who grew up not in that
Wait,
time.
Were they lesbians?
Like, yeah, you go, that's two ladies, you know, yeah. And I always never knew who's lady and who's tramp.
Yeah.
But tramp is the boy.
Lady was a...
Well,
Charlie Chaplin was the tramp. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a different meaning.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, lady
homeless
was
people had different cool words.
Yeah.
Lady was a cocker spaniel, right? And the tramp was just some fucking dirty old
mutt.
Fucking big dick mutt.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, look how beautiful lady terrier. Was.
Yeah,
lady
she,
was a
her
hot
eyes are
dog.
So kind.
Dude, now I'm realizing why I love these dogs so much. Yep. Is because I've been attracted to Lady.
Yeah.
Since I was a young boy.
Yeah, I know. You love her hair.
I want to suck on her mouth.
Yeah, those are supposed to be ears, but you look at it and you're like, I want to pull her hair. It's all hair. She's a dog,
dude,
brother.
Dude, I want to rub my.
I want to rub all of her nipples. Ping,
she's
ping,
hot.
Ping. Like
she
elevator
not...
buttons. Ping, ping, ping,
dog,
ping.
Even the tramp for a male dog, that's a hot dog. Am I?
Yeah, but he's got.
Oh
scruff.
Yeah, for a male dog,
he's got
like John Stamos, dude.
He Stamos.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
If you
bro.
Find out she's spayed, you're kind of like, all right, that's hot. I'm into yeah. this.
Yo, but you know she was fucking Scooby. That's Scooby's collar, dude. Check that shit out.
Whoa.
What?
Enjoy my riftovers.
Wow, wearing gifts from another.
Tramp and cuck.
Sloppy seconds. Robby seconds. She does have the tramp's Scooby's collar. That's interesting.
Be a ruckled.
Dude, this
Be a ruckled, tramp.
Has anybody ever made this connection between Scooby-Doo?
I highly doubt it. There's not people dumb like this.
I bet you there is. Google it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I bet you there
Could
is.
Could you believe the lady was the tramp?
Yeah. What if I told you?
I think YouTube I guarantee videos. You there's like manga of it.
Yeah, well.
That's terrifying, too.
Ooh, bring that
Lady
up. Is
from
that
Lady and the Tramp and Scooby-Doo have the same collar. See?
Look at that.
Damn. Is this mildly interesting?
So Scooby-Doo
wow,
is trans
the
or
same autism.
Shower thoughts. Mildly interesting is a pretty good subreddit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or things like that.
That's
it would, it's just mildly
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah,
it's
thanks a, for insulting me.
No, but
mildly interesting.
Pull up mildly interesting. It's one of the most like just... They do nail it because everything is just mildly nothing is.
Yeah, it's about toothpicks.
You'd never bring it up in another conversation. You would never like you're never gonna bring up the Scooby-Doo lady connection.
I'm gonna try to
in life. The people are like, dude, shut up, dude. Get that. What are you high? Beat it. It's never gonna come up unless like you're looking at pictures on a podcast.
Sure.
But it's mildly interesting. Shannon, pull that up.
That should be the preface. Like, obviously you're pooping right now. Here's something to read while you do that. There we go.
Some mannequins at Disney World have hearing aids. It's mildly interesting.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Is that Dante Nero? Did I just...
A tick biting another tick.
Tick on tick crime.
Hotel bookshelf levels out book height. Oh, that is mildly interesting. They're all mildly interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just
someone came up with the name for their half hour.
mildly interesting.
I feel like Natalie, this is your type of subreddit.
And yeah, I think so. I've never been on this before.
Is that offensive?
Oh, you gotta,
no, it makes sense.
You have a mildly interesting personality. That would be.
That's the name of my special.
Yeah. There we go. The shampoo lists which ingredients. Whatever. All right, go. I'm done with that.
Has anyone made a special just called Full Special yet?
Full Special?
Yeah, just Full. Like, that would have been a great Hannah Gadsby. Like, that should have been the name of her next one. Full Special.
I didn't know Full Special was a way to call someone a handicap.
Yeah, that's what I'm loving right now is duplicitous. We're getting new words.
Didn't Mitch Fatale have an album called, like, Super Retard?
Yes. Yeah, it was nuts, man. Like, I don't know how he gets away. I like him, but I don't know how he gets away with this shit.
He says wild shit now. He's like Brewer. He went full red pill.
Really? I was wondering where he's been. Yeah. I used to love
he's
him,
like Brewer. He's like Brewer level.
Remember all the guys that were just fucking, when we first started comedy and you first moved to New York, all the guys that were just sort of like, just killers?
Yeah.
But they never really got like famous, but they just like the Russ Meneves, the fucking, you know, the Mitch Fatales, the Buddy Bolton. Remember Buddy Bolton, dude?
No,
I remember
Buddy Bolton. Buddy Bolton's some guy who's not a comic. No, Buddy Bolton Lewis was hilarious. Doing a set naked.
Yeah.
Dude, Buddy Bolton used to be fucking hilarious, dude. He used to have, it was almost like a hacky premise. It was a hacky premise. Everyone sort of did it their own version of like, you know, the, it was like the side effects for dick pills. And it's like, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, call a doctor. It's like, what are you going to do? You're going to walk into the doctor and be like, doctor, I've tried everything. Then your girlfriend walks in 5 minutes later. She's like, doctor, he tried everything. Then your dog walks in and it's like, and your cat's dead.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, God bless Buddy Bolton.
It was a different version of that joke.
Come into it.
But yeah, Buddy Bolton was awesome. All these guys were awesome.
We said it like they're all dead too.
Yeah. I know. I
think it might have been a Just for Laughs where Fatale was on stage and a guy in the audience, like, is walking out, and Mitch Fatale's like, "I'm sorry, sir. What, do you not like my act?" And the guy goes, "No, because it's mine." It was Bobcat.
Whoa,
that's funny.
God damn.
By the way, Kurt Metzger. It looks like he had him on his podcast recently.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Look at that. Small.
Look at that. But yeah, Buddy Bolton was like a fucking...
Was he also molested?
He was the dude.
There
was
Buddy Bolton or Mitch?
Buddy Bolton. They were friends, for sure. When they made that, there was a comedy coalition that became... It was called the Comedy Coalition that was...
Was that Ted?
Yeah. Ted Alexandra, Buddy Bolton, Russ Meneve, and...
Name another guy who's like mysteriously disappeared, who started a coalition to get us paid more, which needs to happen again. We need them back.
Yeah, that hasn't.
Yeah.
But you don't really need a coalition to get paid more. We are the coalition to get paid more.
Yeah, so, but not everybody's Lewis, you know?
But here's the thing. Everybody
is gonna yell at people.
I'm not. I don't make a ton of money. I make okay money. I make good money, right? Compared to my rich friends, I feel like a poor schlub, but that's okay. I understand more now that I'm a little bit more established why established comics were kind of going like, fucking, yeah, I mean, does every, like, it wasn't a priority to get all the young guys paid more money. The young guys should get paid more money by going out and becoming good enough to get paid more money. It's not just inherently like, oh, well, this is the minimum that you should get paid because you're just a comic. It's like, well, no, what if you're not bringing any people in, or if you're not killing as hard as the next guy, it's like, I don't really, sort of a minimum wage in comedy is what it was sort of about.
You pay people based on how hard they're killing that night?
Not specifically that night, but in general in life, yes. I mean, that's kind of how it works, right? Bert Kreischer gets paid a lot more money because he fucking spent years crushing and he developed an audience that wants to pay $150 a ticket to see him, and he gets to be really fucking rich because he put in that work. That's what we all have to do, right? If we want to get that rich, don't we? I know Scott's about to go, dude, this is some fucking rich guy. Fuck
no,
shit,
I'm just,
dude,
I'm just
guy.
Smiling. We're just
no,
talking
about
great.
I know what you're
about
to do.
I'm just
I
happy.
What you're about to
no,
do.
I
what
I
you're
will
about
never
to
do
get.
That to you
yeah,
again.
Flip out about
I'm not
how
flipping
I'm a
out.
Fucking Nazi. And I'm
I don't think you're a Nazi. You're the best. I
a
love you.
Supremacist or something.
No, you're
God,
not.
Talk about your fucking hippie shit. God, all comics deserve to get paid the fucking $1 billion.
No, but if they if no, just don't book them at the club though. If you don't want to pay them like every like. Everybody's doing the same time. They should be getting. I don't think there should be a fucking check spot. There should be a yeah, maybe a paid less spot during a fucking check. But I don't think someone should
have
to do
a
fucking check. No,
that was a debate like a year ago. Maybe people were debating that, right? It was like the Jake Floreses of the world were complaining about stand up New York, I believe, right? I believe that was like the debate, and they were like, oh well, you know, shouldn't you know, you're eating checks and you're not getting paid to do that time. It was like. Well,
to be fair, Jake's eating grosser things.
Yes. that is a spot for a young buck.
Absolutely.
To go get on stage and get some stage time.
It's comedy boot camp. I did it at CB's.
Everyone. Dan Soder did that check spot at Stand Up New York for like
time.
2 years straight. Right. Yep. When I met Dan Soder, he was the check spot guy at Stand Up New York. That was a really valuable time for him to get on. And if it was just going to be somebody getting paid, just another guy's going to come in and take the spot. Another Absolutely. Guy, Buddy Bolton or fucking Russ Medeev was going to come in and take that spot, right?
Sure.
So it gave an opportunity for a young guy to go up, get some stage time in front of some real comics. Also, to eat checks is such a hard thing. People, we're using the term eat checks.
It's humbling, too,
People don't know what that means necessarily. Yeah. So it's a spot right before... This is an old thing that I don't even know if any clubs even have it anymore, really.
Check spots?
I don't go to...
On showcase shows.
I don't go to... I only go to the stand, really.
Yeah, so on shows where there's like six or seven comics and no one's necessarily the headliner.
Yeah.
There's still a closer.
Yes. There's one guy that
goes
up.
We're going to presume is the strongest, one of the stronger acts.
Typically, they'll put somebody on at the end who fucking kills hard, a Big J or whoever, right? Right before that spot, they drop checks. Certain clubs, the stand and the Comedy Cellar do not. They drop checks after the show's over, and that's how every club in the world should do it. Headlining clubs, it's crazy. There's certain ones that still, when you headline... 30 minutes into your set, they drop checks, and you're like, now I have to fucking, as I'm fucking headlining, have to deal with people paying their bills. It's just a weird, borderline disrespectful thing to do.
No, it's absurd. Yeah.
To the comedian, to the art form, and it's just so, like, mindless, and the club goes, and you talk to the clubs about it sometimes, because I was just recently at a club, and I was like, why wouldn't you just do it at the end? They're like, oh, it would be a nightmare at the end. You're like, it's a nightmare now. What is different?
Almost think they shouldn't sell food at all. Like,
no, I agree.
They should not even have snacks. How long are you in a show for? 90 minutes?
If I open a comedy club,
Don't eat during a show. It's just.
I think on DoorDash.
And I understand you go, I eat at the movies, but it's not the movies. Do you eat when you go see like a Broadway play? No.
You're also when you're eating,
you don't
you're laughing
while
eating
you watch a
is
play.
Also bizarre. Like you're just spitting food everywhere.
I mean, we all went to see comedy before we did comedy. Yep. I have eaten and watched comedy. It's rude. It's weird. Why? Just why? There's no reason.
Regardless.
For it.
So they'll put a young comic up in that spot right before the last guy, and they'll drop checks for 10 minutes on him. And it's his job to literally...
Babysit the crowd
while they're doing checks. And
while they're talking to each other, mad that things are
and
so
And if you're good, if you're a Dan Soder or somebody who's talented... Within a minute or two, the people would die down. You'd command the attention of the room, and then you get to really do a real set. But that first minute or two, it's rough.
You learn how to, like, regain an audience's attention. And, like, sometimes they're a frustrated audience. Sometimes they're trying to get the fuck out of there.
But the payment is that spot. And I don't think there's anything broken with comedy or with the system of how people get paid or how people make money.
It's always nice to get paid more. When's the last time there was a raise? Just check that and go, it's probably been 10 years, so there should be a raise.
I'd love to get paid more,
for
too.
Everybody.
Hey,
yes,
God.
For everybody.
We're back.
God.
All these clubs are opening more clubs. They can all suck our dicks and pay us. It's been how long since people have been paid? Now I'm yelling. It's been like 10 years. Even if it's $10,
clubs,
just show a little faith, you dumb fucks. Thank you.
It's just not, it's small potatoes. If the people that are worried about that $10 are sitting there worrying about the $10 instead of going out and becoming Burt Kreischer.
Lewis, how often have you dated a
waitress? What does Burt Kreischer example?
I'm naming the richest comedian that I
know.
I know,
but you're such a
dork. I'm talking about somebody, the path of becoming extremely successful and famous and making a lot of money, that is on the table for everybody who gets on stage the first time they get on stage.
Absolutely.
That is right in front of you.
100%.
And if people are focused on that, and instead of focusing on $10 more for this fucking spot tonight, you're going to go way further.
Sure, that's totally possible.
And it's this loser mentality, this Brooklyn fucking comic mentality. This is the Jake Floreses of the world who are like, we need to distribute all the money evenly and everyone has to fucking make this much more. It's like, no, dude, just go and fucking kill, start to draw, start to get a couple TV credits or build a podcast that has a following, and all of that will come to fruition. I think the people that are hyper-focused on the comedy club owners, they're just lining their pockets. They're not. There's a lot of risk in opening a comedy club. I'm talking about opening a comedy club right now.
It's literally open a bar that's open 3 hours a night. That's the risk you're taking.
No, it's... What do you mean?
That's a comedy club.
Saying basically, a comedy club is like a bar that's open 3 hours a night. It's hard to do business.
Yeah, 100%. And you're talking about millions of dollars to just open the doors.
Sure.
To recoup that cost. I mean, now I'm just saying, look, the other perspective here, right? And I'm a comic. I'm a comic first and foremost. Sure, but I'm telling you right now, I'm in the process of looking into this. We've been for years now, we've been talking about opening a comedy club. It's not exactly like, oh, well, we should just pay everyone more. Where does that come from? Sure, where does it come from? So, and then if everyone's going to just get paid more.
They can find something from somewhere.
I'm sure they can, but yes. I'm sure we can too.
You dated a server, right? At one point, I think everybody's probably gone out on a date with a server. Yeah,
pregnant one.
Yeah, so exactly. That's what I thought. So I remember.
You left her too, though.
I took a chick out, one of the servers at Stress Factory, and I went to pay for the drinks at the end of the night. And she goes, no, I don't know if you realize how much more money I make than you every night I'm here. Like, they're killing it with that part. And they're only able to do that because of the food thing. So it's like all these things, the hands have to all wash one another.
Yeah.
It's super fun. I hate it too. But it is nice. It is nice, to your point, my friend. We're back off of COVID pay. I did see that. A couple of the clubs are bumped. Like, when they were doing, like, oh, it's a half capacity or something. It took them, they were trying to keep that there, where it's like your hosting spot was like down.
They all do. They're all fucking shady as shit. And you're right. It's our job.
Jews and Italians, let's be honest.
It's our job to go and get, and this isn't any industry. This is not just, it's your job to make as much money as possible, and it's their job to make as much money as possible. And that is a conflict, right? So, like, right, that is there.
Sure.
It can be a conflict. Or it can be, you could work in synergy, and I can say my focus, I don't even collect my spot pay half the time. I literally just say, give it to the servers, right? And it's because I'm not focused on, so if I was really hyper-focused on
child support, Lois.
If I was hyper-focused on spot pay, I think I would be.
The government took this money instead.
But I think I would be in a much different situation, regardless.
Sure, I get that. I think we agree with each other. We do. We sometimes. Just also disagree.
Sometimes.
No, on this situation.
We agree. And ultimately, you know, if I ever open a comedy club, I would make sure that I paid at the higher end of the spectrum, but it wouldn't be because, you know, it's not based off of it being unfair and comedians being paid
sure.
unfair.
I believe that. I think everybody that's in this part of the business that at least we're facing and meeting and talking to are for the most part struggling. Like, the real issues are elsewhere, right? Like, club owners aren't actually a problem. They're all good people. We like all of them, you know?
Well, not all of them, but for the most
part. Yeah, right? I mean, the booker, like, we're cool. For the most part, we're cool with people.
For the most part, yeah. And yeah. Honestly, no, I don't think that, I think you cross a certain threshold with the entertainment industry, and it's not a struggle. And then you look back, like, I struggled for a really, 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 really long time, right? And now, the little bit of money that I make now, I'm like, really, like, I'm going like, no, I really fucking deserve it. I legitimately deserve, like, I put so much into it where I made nothing that I'm just catching up now. If you break down the amount of money that I make over the course of my career, I make less than a fucking homeless person begging for change in the street. Right.
Sure.
So I think that it's kind of fair in that once you cross a certain threshold, you start to make some if you're funny, if you're good at this, you will cross that threshold if you just keep on working and put your head down and create some great shit, right? I that's where I believe comedy's fair. I don't know anybody who's legitimately funny, who's put in the time, put in the work, and creates great shit, who isn't at least making some cash and enjoying their career. Yeah. I don't really know many people. Now, there are funny people that are very young that are still
figuring out the process. Yeah, I know people who have, like, issues that they need to, like, you know, like life things where you go, okay, you focus now and that'll, you know, but yeah, no, you're...
Sure, you're right.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for being a longtime supporter of today's show. Love me some Zippix, and I'll tell you right now, you should love them too, because they are, the, in my opinion, the coolest way to quit smoking or cut back on smoking, or honestly, we just can't get your nicotine fixed. This is the best way to get it, because they're little toothpicks that are flavored, and they're laced with nicotine. It gets into your bloodstream super quick. They're sublingual absorption, and they're great if you're in a nicotine pinch.
Yep, they come in six awesome flavors. And you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke, because there's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts. And Lou, they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Way less. I'll tell you right now, cigarette prices are crazy these days. So why not try to cut back with Zippix? The website is ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com. And when you check out, use the promo code ASK10 to save 10% off your entire order today. Once again, ZippixToothpicks.com. Use that promo code ASK10. All right, where were we? So, all right, regardless, let's move on. I don't want to, it's all inside baseball, and I'm sure the live chat is hating it.
Furious?
Let's see. Herp Aldis says, Lewis has been a real snore fest recently. No one cares about your money. Herp Aldis says, rape, racism, retardation. Yes, I agree. Core values, core R's. Values.
I want to, so it looks like Lewis is doing notes while he's talking, and he's just drawing squares inside of smaller squares, and what I'm pretty sure is a vagina.
That's a vagina, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a vagina. I did doodle a vagina, guys.
This That's how Scott was talking, I assume.
Yeah.
Oh, he wrote the word gun down. Brother, how mad were you at me at one point?
This is what happens when I while I podcast.
I think he tried to write cunt and he got distracted.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I tried to write gunt when I looked at your fucking stomach. No, I actually wanted to. We mentioned getting a gun. No, we mentioned a BB gun. And then I wanted to. I wanted to remind myself after the show to go figure out how to get a gun.
I helped Berg. I can help you. We'll talk after the
show.
Oh,
you got Berg a gun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had to actually, I think he sold his in hot water gun too.
But he's a foreigner, right? So it's a different process.
Berg's
for him?
Actually wasn't bad because I think he's a legal citizen. So
it's all the same
shit.
Yeah,
Jersey shit is all messed up. So it's it was cool though. It's good timing.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's all messed up.
Jersey's thing is weird. You have to put in for a permit to then purchase the gun. Like, you can have a regular gun or whatever, but then you have to, like, a special permit to be able to buy handguns and shit. So.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a handgun. Yeah.
Well, we'll square you up,
man. I want two gold handguns with fucking dragons.
This is on brand. This is on brand.
Dude. Two fucking golden dragon guns?
Hand, dude. Yeah, dude. Oh, clack,
clack, clack. Like, oh, no. I want to be like John Leguizamo in...
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, that's where we're at. Tybalt, right? No, is it?
Or is he Tybalt? Tybalt. He's one of the boys. He's great.
Yeah. Mercutio's the black guy in the wheelchair from Oz.
Yeah.
Harold. Wait, that's the same dude?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe Leguizamo's gun said broadsword.
Sure. Pull up Leguizamo and fuck it. But this is how I'm going to dress. When I get guns, I'm getting these guns, and this is also how I'm going to dress.
You already got the facial hair.
I do. Dude. I love it, dude.
Yo, just bring them up.
Johnny, bite your thumb at me, sir.
There we are. There we are. This is going to be me.
It's the opening scene.
Yeah, the only good part of the movie?
Yes.
Yes. This is all I want to be in life.
Look at Lewis. And the cops are saying, sir! Sir!
Look at him.
Yeah, I don't remember him being this gay when I was really, a kid. Yeah, no. I thought he was cool as
I thought was. He was so fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah. He was overwhelmingly gay, this movie.
This movie stinks.
No, it's good.
It was a shitty movie. I remember my girlfriend and her best friend, Kristen Welsh and Alyssa Riccardelli. These dumb broads loved this fucking movie. They loved it.
Soundtrack's good.
Yeah.
It was handsome Leo. That's what got everybody going. It was handsome young Leo. That was pre-Titanic DiCaprio.
You know what
it
was? Leo, he's always just looked too much like a boy for me.
Yeah. If I'm going to fuck a man, I'd fuck a man.
Okay,
yeah.
I want a man.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, if I'm getting gay.
I'm getting a beard.
I want a fucking...
abs.
A big fucking beast. Khal Drogo pounding me out against my will until I start to love him. I become the mother of dragons. That's a fantasy for all of us, right?
Lewis naked walking through the fire.
Doggy, mother of fucking dragons. That is everyone's fantasy. But that's what you want. You want a Khal Drogo. You want The Rock. Me and Shannon see eye to eye in terms of the type of man that we want.
Interesting.
That's the only thing we agree on.
Yeah, the only thing we agree on. And but Shannon almost likes him a little bit too muscly.
Yeah.
Because The Rock, he's not like... The Rock's like fucking built like a brick shit house. He is... But it's also like aesthetically speaking, like he looks like a superhero. He doesn't look like a bodybuilder.
No, it's absurd.
And Shannon will get into like a bodybuilder type of fucking guy.
But you're okay with the motion? Like, you know how, like, I don't know, like a big part of like being attracted to a person is how they move. Don't you notice that like really big people don't move well? They kind of look like they have a rash all the time.
That's not always true.
Oh,
it
no?
just depends okay. like how they train. If they do like agility shit. Training, they can move.
Look at that. She likes the flexible beefcake.
So I have to do agility training and a cycle in Shannon's mind, folks. It's coming.
But Leonardo is obviously a handsome. See, that's the fucking, it's a man, right? Leonardo DiCaprio, like, he's a good looking guy, but he's just like, the girls that are into that, like, are teenage little girls. Like,
Sure.
You'd have to be like, is this him in, how old is he here?
This is Romeo and Juliet time. I gotta look.
The only time I found him attractive is when he played Gilbert Grape. I was like, all right, I can work with
all
this.
Oh, that drool?
Fetish.
It's because he killed the cricket.
There you go.
Gilbert, I killed it.
Yeah, he's a little too boyish for my taste. Shannon, Leo, how do you feel about him? Not into him, right?
Not at all.
See?
Who'd make a prettier girl, though? DiCaprio or Johnny Depp?
Prettier girl?
Yeah, if they were to transition at their young age.
I mean, it would... What age?
Young
DiCaprio,
age, maybe Depp at their young age.
Because they're like both, they're kind of the same thing.
I don't like blondes.
Well,
much.
No, because see, Johnny Depp has fucking aged like a fucking grape in the sun. He looks like shit now, dude. See Johnny Depp now?
Hey, a grape in the sun is a raisin. They're delicious. I eat raisins often.
He looks like shit now, Johnny Depp. He's all bloated and fucking.
Yeah.
But girls still want to fuck him, right? Because he's
eccentric. I don't know. DiCaprio, when he's out on his yacht, looks like old Nicholson now.
Yeah, he's a little bit, he's filled out a little.
DiCaprio has always had a little belly.
It's a fucking nightmare, dude. Yeah, Johnny Depp at one time was the fucking guy that every girl on the planet wanted to fuck.
Why do you look like Sam Kinison in that picture? That's not good.
He looks like shit.
Oh, Johnny. He can't drink every day, folks. He had one day off.
Pull up Leonardo now on a boat. Because you're right, he is shirtless on a boat. But
he started the dad bod thing.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's me, usually.
Yeah.
I mean, that is me if I go keto for 2 months straight.
Yeah, I go, can you delete that? I go, you didn't take that photo. Delete it. Show me you fucking deleted it.
Yeah, but am I crazy? And Shannon, you're going to agree with this. That is a more attractive Leo than little boy Leo.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's a little boy. Like, type in, like, muscles Leo, and that's a more...
Does he have... I don't think that's ever happened. Muscles?
You're
I don't
right.
think he's ever had muscles.
The most
dude.
Would be what? That
Wolf
that
of Wall Street
that
was
recent
probably...
Tarantino movie, maybe?
I think Wolf of Wall Street was when he hit, like...
Oh, and it was nothing. He, like, flexes shirtless in it because he's, like, partying on a yacht, and he looks like
no, he's not,
me.
Yeah, he's not
Nobody.
Muscular at all. But I feel like...
I'll take him in Django.
Ooh, there
Ooh.
You go. What about Revenant? Revenant, maybe. He was looking. He looked like more rough and tumble. Because I remember in Gangs of New York when that one came out, he looked like such a young boy that I couldn't take him seriously as a tough guy. I was like, I'm rooting for Bill the Butcher. I know I'm Irish. I know he's saying terrible things about us, but I'm on this guy's side. He's making good points.
Yeah, Leo, Titanic, like a little boy.
Sure, Titanic. Yeah, there you go. You look back at it and you go, you left your husband. Yeah, sure, he's a dick, but for a little boy,
for a little
you
poor
fucking
boy,
nasty bitch,
you whore.
Yeah, it's
you
the
actual
rich.
Whore.
You old slut.
You actual.
This is
no, what? That's a good looking guy. That's Departed.
There you go.
Inception. This is the best one that I was able to find of him.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the best he's ever done.
That's the literally. The best he's ever been, the best he ever will be, right there and then. He's
he
never
pretty sick on that balcony. No,
challenge him right now, Lewis. You can't do better, Leo.
Did they give him a fake one?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, he has to crush the hottest pussy in the world, right? Like, he's the guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, just people, even the like name alone, you just go like, it's like Marilyn Monroe, kind of, you know? It's like Brad Pitt. It's just,
Leo.
You go, yeah, I have to have sex with him. I think even like if you're in the priesthood, you would have to give it up, you know? If you're a nun, you give
Leonardo
it up to
Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio, I mean, what women has he been linked to? It has to be like the hottest women in the world.
No, it's not really, because they're all like 19, so like they're cute enough, but it's like, you know, that
Here comes Scott.
No,
here
it's like a new cute where like they don't even know how to like have expressions in their face and stuff. They're too uncomfortable to like
the Israeli
enjoy their lives like in an actual way, you know, so they have to fake it all the time. So they're just kind of stoic.
Yeah, they're fucking 19-year-old models from Germany. And that's
Yeah. See the girls like that. And every girl looks like that. And that's Claire Danes.
Oh, I remember. He actually fucking blessed that whatever bitch with Leo cock.
He banged out Winslet.
Big nose Claire Danes.
In whatever bitch.
He banged out, what's her name too? Kate Winslet at some point.
I'm sure he did.
And then what's
look how happy he is.
Look at all these bitches. He's doing them a favor.
Laura Feli was the hot one, the Israeli supermodel chick. She was smoke. Helena Christensen, good for you. She's older too, man. Liv Tyler, that's good. Weird to listen to Aerosmith after that, but.
Are these women he dated or women he's had sex with?
Everyone except Scott was like, okay.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, now this is, can we blow this,
this
image up?
This is interesting.
Hot tamale.
Yeah, just fucking tons of models. Model after model after model.
Yeah, models don't, you know.
Models don't what? Don't do it
he
for
He dated
you?
Giselle, too.
He dated her.
Well, runway models typically don't do it for me because their objective isn't even there to be hot. Go. It's that to, like, look girl. Good in an outfit.
And she doesn't look good in that photo, though.
No, she's hot. Like that. That's actually, so that makes me like think I have a chance hangers. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch, looking like a coat hanger. Yeah, oh, Blake Lively's fun. Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, look, this is also, these are all just the famous chicks that he's been attached to. He's probably like.
Yeah, he like won't go public with like an Asian. He's never fucked an Asian before. This dude loves his blondes.
Yeah, he does. He has a type.
That's just interesting to me, though. Why would you have a type if you could fuck everything? Just fuck everything, then.
Because he probably has.
Like, you don't eat the same meal every night.
I still like what I like.
Weren't they? Yeah, the nickname was him and E from Entourage when they were like all kids going after like the same roles or whatever. I think Tobey Maguire's in there too. They were like known as the Pussy Brothers or something.
Oh,
they just crushed. They knew they were going to be huge.
So yeah, it wasn't even like a, it's like Pussy Boys. It's like a name like that obviously 15-year-old boys gave themselves. 100%.
It was everyone's gamer tag or AOL.
Yeah, they're like, we're the Pussy Boys and we're going to fuck everybody's
Pussy Boys
daughters.
Here.
And they did.
I think everyone has a type, right? Do you have a type, Scott?
I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't think I do. No.
What do I
don't. I guess I never dated a blonde. I pretend. So I don't like blondes.
What's your type?
I pretend I don't have a type, but I do. It's it's always going to be blonde hair, blue eyes. That's just always going to be a thing. Or we talked about this before. Girls with like jet black hair and light eyes that will destroy my world.
No, those are crazy bitches. That's the craziest type of woman in the world. Mm-hmm. Is dark hair, light eyes, run.
I had one and I talked to my dog. I was like, buddy, listen, you're going to have to take one for the team here. She's going to kill you at some point. Just be cool, man. All right.
She's going to hang you off the fucking ceiling fan with a note.
Exactly. Yeah. She wore a Metallica shirt here, buddy. Come on. You know what's happening.
I don't have a type, I think, at all. I think every girl that I've dated is almost so different
than
the last one.
And I assumed you had a type, but then if you look at it, you go, no, you don't at all.
No, I just like chicks that I'm attracted to.
Yeah, he likes the Cheesecake Factory menu. I'll get tacos.
I just like a chick to be fucking hot. Simple as that, you know.
Hey, that's all I asked for. What the fuck?
Is that crazy? Is that shallow? Is that shallow as fuck?
Might be the definition of it, but
no,
I'm not
but
sure.
It's not though. What? That's what we all want. We want a hot chick. Shut up. Who doesn't want a hot?
Sure,
person?
But I think there is a. I've
Number
just noticed
one.
That there's a level of hot that people acknowledge that I go, no, that's more like removed from. Anything any of us want to fuck, actually. I think it's like fake.
Oh, so hot that it's like.
That's not real. You go, you're presenting this to us as hot, but it's not. It's like dead in the eyes and empty and.
Yes.
It's like an unfortunate life. It's like, it's almost like a zoo animal. They're born so pretty that they don't get to be human and they're just pushed around, you know, getting photos taken of them all the time.
Somebody's never fucked a zoo animal.
But I think in terms of prioritizing, you know. I think you have to be physically attracted to the person. Number one,
it's got
to
be the first.
I would guess it's like almost genetically too, right? Like you look at someone that's like unattractive, and you go, "Oh, we can't like maintain a life. Like you have a limp, you're gonna die." You know, ooh. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's another thing that after I had a kid, I started thinking that. Like, so I won't name names, but I dated a girl who like fucking, she's had like. Fucking mental issues. A few of these girls. I'll say all of them.
I thought when you said it, I'd start figuring it out because I know some of your exes, but that's all of them.
No, they're all of them. Right. Yeah. So, no, a lot of them do. But, like, one of them clinically, like, was just on, like, a lot of medications and shit. And I remember just kind of thinking, like, I don't know if I want to start a family with somebody who has to take so many pills in order to, like, be normal.
Okay.
And that wasn't, like, it's not a knock on anybody who does that because I've been on medications.
You're in for the long
haul. I would understand if some fucking chick was like, yeah, this guy's got really bad ADD, anger issues. He's been on medication. Like, I don't want to fucking take his DNA because he's fucked up. He has some issues, right?
Yeah.
So I only started considering that at all after I had a kid.
Before
I had a kid, it was just like, whatever, the crazier the better. I was like, oh, fuck. You know, I would jump into crazy in a heartbeat.
Got skin in the game now.
You're just trying to write a song.
But now it's like, even like a chick with fucking like, if a bitch has scoliosis, I'm like, I don't really want my kid to have scoliosis.
Get away from me.
This bitch was clinically insane. She had like a back problem. She had sciatica. She couldn't bend over and take it like I wanted her to. What a guy.
I'm just saying, doggy, if you're starting a family with somebody, you have to. This is starting to sound like some Nazi fucking.
It's
like,
getting eugenics.
Pure skin tone. No, but I don't know. Like, that's something that I do genuinely consider now.
Sure. Yeah.
If a chick, yeah, the girl with IBS, and the one nice part of that is that, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, all right, so she can't have like dairy products, but she's never going to get fat. So
that is nice.
There were some things.
Yeah.
IBS, like, we do that to ourselves too, right? We kind of beat the shit out of our bodies.
Oh, totally. I think hers was problematic, and she didn't have a car, so it was like, is she going to shit in an alley somewhere?
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
It was bad. But
he dumped your girl for IBS? Is this what I'm hearing?
I didn't dump her for that. Oh, okay. I mean, I came
dumped
up with
her.
Something else.
Fucking Scott! Fucking Scott!
Thank you, me too. Thanks, Liz.
Yes. Yeah, I would dump a bitch for IBS. That's crazy. Are you out of your mind?
You cannot dump a lady for IBS.
Yes. Is that shallow?
Can you date somebody with Crohn's?
Honey.
Yeah, I did.
With Crohn's?
Yeah, she hid it from me.
What, the poop?
I don't know. I dated a girl with Crohn's. I don't know what it did to her at all. Like, from my perspective,
she was gone. Twice a year, she's visits in the hospital.
Whatever it was, she had it under control while we dated.
Oh, okay. And then, that's hell, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Does she smoke a lot? A lot of people with Crohn's, smoke like... Oh, okay.
No. That was Karen Margolis. She has Crohn's. It's like she talks about it. It's not like
she has
Crohn's.
Yeah.
But it never... I never, like, had to deal with it in any, like, way. I don't... Like, I think she just had it under control. She knew what to eat, when... Like, there's certain things. But if she was out there shitting all the time, doggy, puking, like, that was just a part of her life, just puking and shitting regularly, and I had to deal with it in any way, that's a fucking deal breaker. That should be a deal. If I'm shitting all the time...
Sure. Okay, but then what's the deal about love? Now you have this woman, right, who flew out here,
right? Is this conversation making anybody else have to shit?
Now, what if eventually... something happens in her, right? And you love her. And now she's this woman who, like, shits in a diaper. What do you do? In the shallow.
Like, if my girl now, like, right?
Yeah, you get married.
Dude, there's a hot matrix for that, though.
And in 20 years, she might be pretty enough. This is 20 years from now. And you're a man.
No, we saw recently there was a chick with a colostomy bag. There was a hot chick, right?
Oh, it was hot?
We didn't do a Twitternoid on this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
We did. She had, like, she was, like, a model, but she was, like, you know... promoting body
Disney
positivity.
Should make a mannequin of that. Just a bunch of piss in a bag.
It's nasty. An external fucking bag. If my chick had to walk around with a colostomy bag right now, babe, I know you're listening to this, it might be a deal breaker, and that would be okay if it was a deal breaker for her with me too. If I walked
understand.
Around with a shit bag hanging outside of my body.
Yeah, it's called your feature.
But I would understand if that was a deal breaker.
Yeah, but okay, imagine now, and it doesn't have to be your chick, because I don't want to sexualize her, but she's on her back, she got the colostomy bag, you slide your dick in, and the bag fills up. You're like, yeah, there ain't room for shit in you right now. My dick's so big, I made you shit in your bag.
No, I hate it. This whole conversation is making me uncomfortable, I gotta be honest with you guys.
You see it fill up, and then go back down with each pump?
like an old waterbed?
Yeah.
Good luck, Cuck says, haha, Lewis, have fun with this fight later.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, I don't think it'll be a fight. I will look her in the eyes and I'll say this to her.
You can piss in my mouth.
We just had this conversation.
Are you serious?
We just had this conversation. No. I was like, would you piss in my mouth if I really wanted you to? And she was like, if it really turned you on,
yeah.
Like if that's what got you going. She was like, I would do it. And I was like, I will never
get
actually...
Get out. Get out, you piss bitch.
Get the fuck out.
I was like, ew, ew, it was a test. Yeah. You're nasty.
James, grab her bags.
No, but then and that's disgusting. I would never make her do that. But it did make me feel good that she was willing to do it if I wanted her to. Like,
sure.
It's,
yeah.
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 Any piss play with you boys?
No, never. I'd be fine with it, I think, if someone was like peeing, you know?
Yeah, no, nobody ever did that.
No, I never.
A lot of squirters in my life, though. I've been very blessed.
But that is piss, right?
If it is,
that's what it came. A few years ago, they came out and we figured out that squirt is piss.
No, I think it's like, you know, if you test anything down there, there's a little bit of piss. I think it's like a thing like that. Like,
I think this was figured out. Lesbian Natalie, please, you know what squirt is. Have you ever squirted, Natalie?
No, I haven't.
Have you tried?
No.
Damn. Have you tried? That's an interesting question. Yeah, I guess like a woman tries to come, but then she also tries to squirt, right?
I don't know. What do women do?
Do they try to squirt, or does it just happen?
If I was a woman, I would be trying to fucking.
Ladies in the racist live chat.
Racist live chat.
Hey, lady in the racist live chat. Yeah.
Can Shannon, have you ever squirted?
Lewis is about to get very jealous.
Whoa. Turn on the sexy music right now. Slow down. Wait a minute. The way Shannon just smirked. Go to the bench booth. Let's see Shannon. Don't do the girls. I just want to see the girls.
I'm like, Niagara Falls higher over here.
So it was once. Oh no. Terrible things are happening.
Sorry, I need to penetrate something, so I'm just putting my plug into the... Good.
Okay, so it happened one time ever, but it was not with somebody else.
It was by yourself.
Yeah, no guy has ever been able to make
that's
that.
That's even better.
Yeah, hit the heavy metal music. Now keep telling the story.
Shannon, no, hold on now. Wait a minute. Keep the music on. What are you doing, Natalie? Fucking Natalie just doesn't know how to be romantic.
Toy or manual?
Manual.
Wow.
Good
and,
for you.
And I was, okay. It was like, hands, I was trying to, I was, it was for the purpose of that. I was trying to see if I could make it happen.
You were trying
to see if I could do it.
To squirt.
Yes.
You get enough of it.
How long were you
mouth?
There for?
Not long.
And what was your technique?
Oh, it's so long ago. I remember.
Wait till she
like,
got to take a big piss.
It was a topic on like a podcast.
She's like, I drank a 1 liter of Mountain Dew.
It wasn't a topic on the Real Ass Podcast, was it? It wasn't no. Something Lewis was talking about,
it was before I worked here.
Oh.
And,
Which she could still masturbate the podcast.
Yeah, of course she hasn't squirted since she's worked here.
And then so I was like looking up articles and whatever and then starting to think it through.
Yeah.
And then.
So yeah, then, all right, so bring us back to the moment, right? You found these articles.
Read those articles.
You found these articles, right? They said some techniques, and then you came in. You two fingers, one finger, clit play. What? Come on, Shannon, give the boys at home something to think about.
Such a long time ago. I don't know if I can really remember.
Did you ring a bell when you squirted afterwards?
We're all just secretly taking notes. Okay, two fingers, one finger. What?
I don't know if there was like any insertion.
No, you were just fucking clit play.
I think so.
Damn. And you started going, just shooting everywhere.
It was the force.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just hovered over
it. I was facing down.
Ah.
Wait a second, Shannon. Like, where were we?
Wait a minute. You're facing down. So you were like ass in the air, face down, ass up?
No, yeah. My ass wasn't like really up.
I'm telling you right now, everyone at home is turned on. Everyone at home right now, everyone in the studio, this is the hottest story Shannon's ever told, folks. You're welcome, everyone.
So wait, you were more fucking your hand than your hand was fucking you.
No, like, because that's not...
You were lying face down,
mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you were fucking... Is that how usually you clam jam?
It depends.
Well,
you looked it up? Did it suggest you do that?
No, it's just how just happened to be this day, and it just worked, just this one time.
I wish I could
ever.
Jerk off lying down into the bed. Yeah. That'd be awesome, dude.
I was in the Navy. We found ways. There's always moves. I never thought I'd jerk off in a fan room, but we did it.
Well, because in the Navy, you were in bunks with a lot of other dudes.
I jerked off in a few fan rooms.
Dude, I would just jerk off. I would just make the other Navy men deal with me jerking off. Oh, did you ever hear them jerking off sometimes?
We caught people.
And did you shame them?
Yeah, there was also one spot where we'd go like... one of the watchers that you would stand or whatever, we had a DVD player that was just hidden with
Wait,
all
can
John
you play
Michael
the sexy
stuff.
Music for this?
Yeah.
Sorry. In the Navy.
So, yeah, I was face down, jerking off in a fan room by myself on board the USS Kearney.
USS Kearney.
We had a little, we had a DVD player with all John and Michael's DVDs, man. Those things.
John and Michael's.
Yeah, there's all places for this, you know what I mean? So you had to get creative, you know, and throw yourself a loop. You jerk off in a different place. You'd never jerked off before.
Yeah. But,
hell yeah. Well, thank you for serving.
Thank you, man. I think about where I jerked off every Veterans Day at Applebee's at 11 a.m.
Why Gianna Michaels? Are you a Gianna Michaels fan?
No, I can't even picture who she is.
This is how we found it out.
I'm a fan. Tier. I'm a fan. Yeah,
she's, can we see her?
Oh, yeah, she's like a Hall of Famer.
Absolute
Hall of Famer.
This is how we found out one of the guys, a white dude from Boston, and he gave us, he's like, oh, Burke, I got porn if you want. They would put it on hard drives because you don't have the internet out at sea. So he gave us a bunch of hard drives, and he gave me all this porn, and all of it, like, I mean all of it, was black porn. Not even interracial, just
John
straight black.
Recently, for some reason, I don't know why.
Well, he was a Marine.
That's it.
Got to pull her up.
Oh, Shannon. He was SEAL Team 6.
That's how we found out he had a thing. We're like, oh, are you into like black chicks, man?
Yeah, just not.
He was black ops.
I don't think that's a great photo. Could we pull do one multiple. Of her enjoying herself,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, maybe a video, yeah. Shannon.
I'll find porn. Hold on.
Just not my type.
I get that.
If I'm into a porn chick, it's going to be more petite fucking.
You want a narrow pastel model.
So you watch a lot of videos of a woman being picked up at some point.
Not like spinner shit. They're too small. Okay. It's. I have to like get into like because I've been with girls that are like tiny and it's just not really. It can be fun, but you feel. Yeah. No. This is like a fucking.
Shannon, is this the reenactment, the TV reenactment of your
Shannon.
Shannon found herself.
Yeah. What song were you listening to, Shannon?
This one.
Oh, my God. She's getting after it, too. Come on, lady. You're going to rub
it
clean
off. She doesn't look like actually enjoying herself.
Yeah, no, she's like doing something else.
Whatever the hell's going on
there. She's like pretending to play guitar. It's like Elvis when he taps the guitar, you know?
Hold on, I have a phone call. We have the second drummer from Quiet Riot on tomorrow. I need to buy 8 dildos.
Okay. No, not my type. I like more of a... I like more of like a young, petite, fucking like stepsister fucking type porn. Mm. Not some old fucking big titted whore who's been in the business for a while. I don't need a vet. I want a girl.
You need a vet, brother.
I want to see
Wolf that? Wolf.
You remember that, right? Like, because we grew up the same time frame. Like all porn stars used to look like Daytona strippers.
Yeah. Was,
and then somehow like Aeropostale model girls started doing porn. Like, Riley Reid would not look like a porn star in like mid 2004.
No. It was all big. Like, I remember the girls that were big. Obviously, Jenna Jameson was like, I mean, dude, I beat my dick so raw to Jenna Jameson. Mm-hmm. It was crazy how often I would jerk off to her. She was fucking great.
But Jenna Jameson was like mainstream famous.
Chloe Jones.
She's not doing well now, right? She doesn't, like, she's like actually sick, Jenna Jameson. Right?
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep, Crohn's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look her up. She's like dying, I think. Jenna Jesus. Jameson.
Is she?
I don't think she can walk.
Ish.
She's all fucked up.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, she's like,
goddamn. That was another thing too. They I
one
remember
too many.
You
dicks.
Said colostomy bag. The colostomy bag thing. They were telling Sasha Grey or something. It was some talk show or something. My buddy would always send me the clips. But Sasha Grey was being told that if she doesn't start protecting the elasticity of her asshole, that she's not going to have bowel control in her 50s.
Who said that to her? Like Dr. Phil?
It was
something?
Some sort of a doctor.
You got to knock it off.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Your parents are worried about your asshole.
Let me ask you something, Sasha.
Yeah. Fucking yeah, she was really hot. I did SDR show with her. She was strikingly hot.
Oh, and, Sasha?
And, yeah, yeah, he was gonna hit her.
And she was super cool. She was a really fucking cool chick. She was like funny, she was like with it. She was a fucking cool broad.
Can't picture her.
She's got a brain to her too.
She was
super famous.
She was best in show for a hot minute. And she got pretty fucking popular too. She was on Entourage. As
yeah,
like she
right.
herself, and she was dating Vince Chase in the show. He was dating a porn star, and they ended because she was going to get like gang banged. And he was like, "No," he's like, "You're like my girl. You don't have to do this anymore. I'll pay for everything." And she's like, "Sorry, Vince."
She's like, "It's my passion. This, I gotta, yeah, the yeah, band is calling. Maybe
some
I gotta go play."
Fucking Braveheart speech. Dude.
It's about art and expression and filling all my holes at each. God damn it!
Let's see.
It's a tough life, man.
Yeah, pull up Jenna Jameson now. Is she all fucked
Wait,
up?
Wait, I have this is when she was first in the hospital. So this is maybe a couple years ago.
That's Jenna.
This is her. Yep. So it says that she was originally diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called Guillain-Barré.
Amy Schumerism. Amy Schumeritis.
And then it turns out, and then she couldn't walk, like her legs were completely numb. But she has come back a little bit from it.
Oh, good.
Because she had a pretty face.
Yeah,
no, she was fucking hot back in the day. Back in the 90s when we were all getting into porn and figuring out our fucking, like getting our jerking off stripes, right? The porn star chicks were all big titted,
mm-hmm.
big fake yep. tits, blonde, like fucking.
Ass was not a concern. Yeah, it wasn't a concern.
That's the thing that just recently happened, white girls having asses. And it's
they're putting chemicals in the water, Lewis.
But they honestly it just shows you how much control people have over their bodies. An entire generation changed the way that their asses look.
Oh, by doing squats. And you're talking about like the healthy squat people. Because also there's just women who like they've always had asses. It's just no one looked
like
at
them. Like black people stretching their necks out with the plate necklace things or whatever it is. Huh?
That's literally the same exact thing.
You're right. There's something. You're onto something there, Lou.
Dude, white chicks now, their fucking asses are bonkers. And it's all like... it's just them doing squats in the gym. You can really fucking change it. Mm-hmm. I'm inspired. My ass sucks, and I want to get into the gym and just fucking start doing white girl workouts and just get my fucking...
Let's get
a little
asses.
Cake, get a fucking shelf going.
Having fun.
Damn. Hot asses.
Jen Seltzer.
Awesome.
Jen Seltzer's probably like a 7 without her ass, but then her ass has made her millions of dollars.
Who's Jen Seltzer?
Oh, you know about Jen Seltzer?
No.
If Shannon can bring that up, Jen Seltzer's pretty great. Natalie, you'll like it too when no one's around.
And her butt is makes her famous?
It's stupid. Her butt doesn't look human.
Like it fits.
Could she be a top girl?
You gotta call stupid and stuff.
Top girl, what?
Could she be a top girl?
No, those are my favorite kind of butt.
Top girl.
Top girl.
She's the hottest girl in the world.
The hottest girl in the world currently is Libby Dunn.
Libby Dunn's up there. So that's Jen Seltzer right there.
Let's see some more. Let's see her Instagram, Shannon.
Jen's a pretty girl, but the butt is why people show up there.
I think I've seen this chick. I follow a crazy whore named Jeannie Exum on Instagram, and I used to follow her on OnlyFans when I had an OnlyFans before I deleted my OnlyFans.
She knows what she's doing.
Let's see more. Keep going. No, she wasn't on her thing. It was a different chick. Yeah, this chick's fucking. She's a smoke show. She's not best in show. Her body's righteous.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, her body's crazy.
Her and the other one, Paige Sporanic, those are the two girls that show up in my algorithm. Like, no matter what I do,
yeah, I'm sure.
It could be a brand
I'm sure.
New.
Mine are
it's,
just like,
I can't avoid it.
Backyard wrestling videos and shit.
Mine's Hasbulla.
Mine, for some reason, just switched to giant, muscly bitches.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Jacked.
Interesting.
Yeah, my algorithm's wonky as fuck, dude. I don't know exactly, but I think it's, like, my Discover page, hold on. My Discover page is MMA dudes... Look, jacked chicks. Well, she's not that jacked, but she's kind of jacked.
Yeah, yeah. She's very cut.
Yeah, fucking cut up bitches. I guess because I click on them, huh?
What is your girl workout and shit?
I went on a fucking Instagram journey, and now I have this guy that always shows up in my shit, and he's fucking hilarious. Lewis, you would love this fucking dude. He's a professional arm wrestler. Jeff Dabe, D-A-B-E. Shannon, could you Google him real
Please,
quick?
Jeff Dabe. Why is he hilarious?
Dude, wait until you fucking see this guy. Imagine you signed up for an arm wrestling tournament. And this is the guy that shows up.
Oh,
this
Jesus.
Guy.
Which guy?
Look at his forearm. That guy. The guy with the giant hands.
This guy looks like he has elephantitis.
Should be illegal. Yeah. He has like a
look at,
disformity.
Dude,
also, like, his face. Who does he look like? The
look at his fucking hands.
That's bizarre.
Damn.
He's got pictures
secret?
Of him as a... No, he's like... He was born that way. He's got pictures of him up as a little kid just with giant arms. He looks like fucking
Wreck-'em
Popeye.
Ralph,
do you think he says it's clobbering time?
Yeah.
There's another guy that has like just one arm. He's an arm wrestler and he's got one huge fucking arm and his forearm's jacked and fucking huge. I don't know if it's a deformity or if he just works it out for that exact purpose.
This guy has had it since he's like a little kid. He just has giant
Imagine that.
Forearms.
You have pro wrestler body around. And Jeff Foxworthy face. That's...
Look at that.
He's got a huge fucking
You
hand.
Might be
Imagine that.
Beat.
You got to fucking arm wrestle that guy.
Holy shit.
Look at that poor... And that's not a small guy.
Imagine him fisting you. No, really, imagine.
Imagine him holding his own dick. He must hate it, right?
He's got to do a two-finger.
Look
finger.
At this little pathetic cock.
He has to jerk off the way I do, with just the two fingers in the front.
Let's see.
If you ever got your ass beat in an arm wrestling
What is his disease? Does it have a name?
I don't know.
It looks like elephantitis, man.
I don't know. I'd have him test it, though.
All right, I want to see him arm wrestle. Let's go.
Sorry, I can't skip forward.
Yeah, skip forward, Shannon.
I can't.
Instagram, you can't.
Dan, you can't? Yeah, you can.
I think you can just starting like yesterday.
On reels, not on posts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, this is a lot of setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, this guy's...
Oh. What a great place for a militia, though. Look, they got all the everything you need. Where is this? Find out where.
Yeah, you
I'm
want that
do a
guy
show
in your
here.
Militia.
Me and Chris Fager are going to go do a show there.
All right, we got it. Yeah. I got it. Good for him. Good for him. Let's do plugs real quick. We got a little bit of time left here. We had to start on time today because I got to go see my son's spring concert.
Oh, what show?
He's just doing a fucking... Saxophone
playing the sax, hell yeah, dude, I love it.
What you plugging on?
Real quick, thanks for having me back on, man. If you guys would do me a favor, the Instagram is at KPBurkeSucks. I got a couple things on there real quick. Number one, me and Chris Vega are doing June 16th at the Dojo of Comedy over in North Jersey in Morris Plains. Please come out, hang out for that one, man. We've had a great time. We actually stole Zach and Ian's date over there, so thank you. Nice. June 16th over the Dojo again, me and Chris Vega, going to be a damn good time. I got a clip on there. My COVID clip, Lewis, because of your people, is about to hit 7 million on
Hell
there.
Yeah, dude.
I'm within 3,000 of it right now, so if you guys can do me a favor, if you check that one out, it's the COVID is like fashion joke. It's the thing that took off that I've done. I love that. If you can hit me over the top on that one, that'd be killer. And check out the special Escape from Jacksonville entirely for free, filmed at Kevin Smith's comedy club in Leonardo, New Jersey. It's called Escape from Jacksonville. It's free on YouTube. Check that one out. I'm gay.
Hell yeah.
Scotty.
I'm also gay. And I have a podcast out for Smokes with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. And another podcast, Wrestle Roast, with Dan St. Germain, Robert Karpolis, and Mike Lawrence. That's all.
Zach Amico.
I'm going to be on the road with Lewis on the 10th at the Emmaus Theater, but if you want to see me by myself in New York City, I'm at St. Vitus on the 20th, and then I am at the new Laughing Stock Comedy Club in Pennsylvania on June the 30th with my buddy Metal Pete.
Hell yeah. Lots of live stuff coming up this Friday night, June 9th, one show, 9 p.m., come out to Grand Rapids. It's going to be a ton of fun. It says two shows, but it is only one show, so don't listen to them. Emmaus Theater on the 10th with Zach. Then Zany still hasn't been changed on my site, but that's going to be in October. I'm going to be on the Fully Loaded Tour with Burt Kreischer, which I'm really, really pumped about this. So come out. If you guys haven't gotten tickets, I'm going to tell you the dates right now. God damn it. Where is it? Right here. Why can't I see? Aha. Here we go. I'll be Traverse City, Michigan, Fort Wayne, Indiana, St. Louis, Missouri, and Lincoln, Nebraska on the 22nd through the 25th. And then I'll be in Detroit at the House of Comedy June 30th and July 1st. All gearing up toward my next special that I'm filming here in New York City. We're actually filming 6 half-hour specials. Gas Digital is producing our first series of 6 half-hour specials. Mine and Dave Smith's night is already sold out. That's July 11th. You can get on the waiting list for those shows. But grab tickets to go see Kurt Mesker and Jordan Jensen on the 10th, or Rich Voss and Colin Turrell on the 12th. Everyone is recording a half hour for Gas Digital. These are all going to be released later on in the summer, throughout the fall, for free on YouTube. So come be a part of it. If you guys haven't, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a ton of fun to be a part of a live taping. They're going to be killer nights. I'm going to be hanging out all three nights. There's after parties every night. So if you guys come to the late shows, you will also, actually, if you come to any of the shows, you can get on the guest list for the after parties as well. More information is coming for all those things. But it's going to be like a mini skank fest in July in New York City, July 10th through 12th at the
Cutting
Room. Thank you, Shannon. And then, yeah, Legion of Skanks going out on the road August 10th through 12th. We're going to be doing a little theater run, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur Theater, and Foxwoods Casino, the big theater at Foxwoods Casino. Me, Dave Smith, Big J, for the first time ever on the road together. So make sure you guys come out and check out those shows as well. And subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. I'll tell you right now, the site has been fucking crushing it lately, Shannon. No streams dropping, no issues, knock on wood. I got great information today. It looks like we're launching these apps. I mean, both of them. Not even like a beta test or anything. We're going to be launching these apps within the next week or two. You guys can just download them both on iPhone and Android. Come out at the exact same time. So make sure you guys subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. But, yeah, I appreciate you guys fucking supporting and doing all that shit. Shannon, I don't think we touched a single note yet today.
Nope.
Damn. It's a good fucking show.
I got a good one in there for you eventually.
What is this? KP wants to go to Diggerland. What is this?
Well, it's an amusement park in New Jersey called Diggerland, Lewis. Yes. So put all your little diggers in a car and come on down, man. Get baby James out there.
I would love to go to Diggerland. What exactly is Diggerland?
Well, there's all sorts of diggers if you really look around, Lewis.
Oh, I gotta be honest, I'm surprised there's so much swimming.
Apparently, this is for kids that are like obsessed with construction and like trucks and stuff like that, and it's literally called Diggerland, and you go on all sorts of fun digger rides for all the diggers in your life.
I mean, the only people that are going to this are children of racists. So, I mean, the amount of people...
Yeah, just said people interested in construction.
Yes, exactly.
Not a Bud Light to be found, by the way. Let me tell you.
The Aqua Shot, the Rock Wall, Ropes Course. I mean, it looks kind of fun.
This is some. This should be the next outing for Gas Digital. You should bring everybody to Diggerland.
And there's a tree and flower store called Wiggers in Paramus, New Jersey.
That's lovely.
Yeah. I want to go
buy
there.
Your flowers at Wiggers.
Yeah. Diggerland looks awesome, actually. Looks really fun. Where is it in Jersey?
Somewhere in South Jersey. My girl wants to take her kids, and she sent it to me, and she's such a sweet person. She just never put
she
it
didn't
together.
Even, yeah. Just...
Yeah, it just didn't click. For. Also, she did something, too. She did some graphic design work for the organization's called NOBLE, the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement.
Mm.
So, and she was doing a design for them for, like, a apparel or something. And what they said they wanted heart hands and, like, hands of all the different colors to show diversity. So they wanted heart hands. Very close to skank hands. Yeah. But they wanted to do that. So my girl designed the whole thing, and then she didn't have the heart hands. So it's all hands of different colors wrapped up with each other. And then she made the handcuffs in a heart shape, which sounds cute. But then I was like, did you just put all the black people in chains again, babe? I think that's what you did. So she's had some backfire. She's such a sweet person. She doesn't know that she does these things.
But she doesn't even see the racism the same way we see it.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's a wonderful person. I'm just like, all right, listen.
Somebody posted today that was like an NYPD pride thing, and the theme of it was all colors are beautiful, which is hilarious because they stuck an ACAB in the design. And it's to watch people post it and not realize that they're being fucked with is so funny.
That part's great.
Yeah, my son, I think my son just thinks I do just racist comedy because I told him he was watching Power Rangers. I was like, oh, James, I got to show you. I was like, we talked about Power Rangers on the Real Ass podcast, and we were talking about the yellow Power Ranger having an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But we spent 10 minutes just making fun of this.
There's a dog.
There's a talking dog. And it was just I showed him literally I started it after we were talking about the OnlyFans, and I stopped it before we showed the OnlyFans, but it was just like an 8-minute borderline
dog bit.
a dog bit that killed with a kid. It was the sweetest thing we've ever done on the show, and it wasn't dirty at all. It was just us making just dumb dog jokes the whole time. But I was like, oh, James, I'll show you. I was like, we did this bit on the podcast about the Power Rangers, and he's like, what about the Black Power Ranger? And I was like, no, what do you think? I was like, what do you think of me? He's like, no, Dad, I know you do racist type of comedy. I understand.
You're one of those edgy guys, right, Dad?
What you're saying, Dad.
You want to see real comedy? You come on down to this abandoned coffin factory.
I did do a joke where the dog barked at the Black Ranger, but other than that, it was
and he
solid.
Laughed at that. He got it completely.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
It's pretty funny.
I didn't make it up.
And no. Butterly said the Puerto Rican mailman is coming. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, he got it. But my son, the problem is he's a little pussy, and he consciously stops himself from like laughing at like edgier shit. So like all the time he's like, no, Dad, this is just like, oh, it's too, and like he'll cover his ears, or like if there's something on the TV that's mildly inappropriate, like nothing even like crazy, like just fucking, yeah, he sort of self pleases himself, and it's cute. But I'm almost like, at one point I'm like, James, you know what I do. Right, yeah. You gotta fucking stop being
James
so sensitive.
Is gonna try to cancel him.
Maybe he might actually one day.
He'd be wrong for doing so. No.
He wouldn't do that to his own papa.
He wouldn't turn on you like that.
That's funny too. Like Florentine's kid will get up on stage and like curse and drop, like, you know, he doesn't drop bombs or anything, but like he does say fucked up stuff on stage, and then like right afterwards he's a little kid again. He just goes and plays with figures in the corner. So yeah. I'm waiting for that one. So all of you guys that have kids are gonna be fascinating. You know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, look, we'll see. I mean, this is the now like 10. This is the age now where they start to develop like their worldview, right? And like how they're gonna fucking like this is it. Like before that, it's just like it's toys and fucking I love my mom and my dad. It's like, but like once they hit 10, 11, 12 years old, they're in middle school now, they're becoming independent, they're going to high school. Like this is where it's gonna be like, is my kid gonna hate me? We're gonna figure it out in the next few years.
Yeah, he's gonna have an opinion about every opinion.
Oh,
you
my
have.
God. Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping that I have been able to just subconsciously turn him into a piece of shit. Because if he's got too much of his mother in him, it's going to be over.
Isn't their rebellion always against whatever your identity is? They're rebelling. Like Mike Cannon's kid is going to not do drugs. He's going to be like, I don't smoke pot like a fucking hippie or some shit. Like,
well, maybe. I think my son's going to be like, I'm not going to be racist and sexist like my dad.
Yeah.
And queer.
Well, then you certainly won't be funny.
Yeah. Well, I do think that he does have a great sense of humor, though. And he does like edgier shit. He just fucking, he stops himself. It's weird.
Yeah, kids do that. I think that's a kid thing, right? It's like they learn like to be polite in school.
But no, because
I was so
like,
big on like
Max,
and
Bobby Kelly's
kid,
son
like,
is a monster. Like I'll turn around. He, Bobby also, I think his son like if he doesn't see your eyes, he thinks you can't hear him anymore. So I'll just turn around and be like, fucking faggot. Like, what'd you say?
That's left over from when Bobby was fat. He was out of his eye line. He could get away.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, let's go. We got to run. This has been fucking great. Love you guys. Thank you for being a part of the show. Make sure you guys go support these guys and everything they do. I'll see you guys this weekend in Grand Rapids and in EMS, Pennsylvania on Saturday with the great Zach Amico. If you guys, grab those tickets for the special tapings, and I'll check you guys Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.